just coming out of Blyth Asda about 9:30 at night after having had an interesting and different evening. I felt the need to be alone, which doesn't happen very often. I'm not very good at being alone. Rebecca took the opportunity to go and see a friend of hers in Ashington, and I didn't really know what to do with myself. I drove around slightly aimlessly, just letting myself go wherever the car felt like going. And I found myself travelling from Newbiggin through Ashington, through Stakeford, through Pegswood, through Morpeth, Hepscott, Cramlington. And it was weird just letting memories of all of these places as I passed them just rush in and associate themselves with me. Some happy memories, some not so happy memories, just everything from childhood through teenage years through, you know, my whole life, as I passed somewhere where I remembered something happening or meeting someone, or where people, friends lived, relatives, clients. So it was interesting, an evening of associations through a route of driving around. And at one point I got quite emotional as I drove past, well, it was in Cramlington, I drove past the fire station where Dad used to work. And then a little later I felt the need to go and park up by Beacon Hill Children's Home where my mum used to work, just remembering the times when Dad would pick me up from school and then go and pick mum up from work. So I've done that journey from Newbiggin to Beacon Hill and back many, many times when I was a kid, and I just had an overwhelming sense of missing my dad this evening. It was weird. I think if he was alive, tonight would definitely be a time when I'd be visiting him. I just felt he was with me at one point as well. I just felt that, you know, he was just there, and it was really nice. I do miss my dad. And then when I've also tried to avoid seeing people tonight. I was tempted on a couple of occasions to pop in to friends, but I just didn't think that was what I needed to do. Sometimes I need to be alone with my thoughts, so I ended up at Blyth Asda. And again, just walking down the toy aisle. My kids are, you know, grown up enough to not really be into toys now. They're 10, 13 and 15. I just felt a wave of nostalgia looking through the toys, because I loved going into shops and looking through toys and just trying to think what the kids would be into and what they'd love, and, you know, especially birthdays and Christmas and those